Now, I don't know if the children have noticed, but some strange things have been happening to people in the church. Animals behaving badly. And it's getting so serious that if the famous film director, Alfred Hitchcock, was alive, I'd expect he'd want to make a film about it. And he might call it The Birds or The Dogs. Because over the last few weeks, there's been a crazy chicken attack someone and try to peck their eye out. And also a dog, who's usually very friendly, mauls someone in the face. But the worst thing, in my opinion, the worst thing happened to one of the elders. A mad dog. Suddenly, ferociously, and unprovoked, bit off his finger. Well, not quite. But the elder was covered in blood and traumatized for at least 2 minutes. Now, does that mean that animals are bad? What does God think about animals? Well, God made the animals and cares for the animals. And he thinks about the animals. So I want to tell the children a true story about a good animal. Now, I expect I could tell you loads of stories about good dogs. But what about a good chicken? We've heard about the crazy chicken. Is there a good chicken? Well, I had to go back almost 500 years to Germany. Now, at the time, there was a man called Johann Brentz. He was a good man, a Christian, a minister. But he was being chased. He was being hunted. Alfred Hitchcock would have a field day with this man. He was being trapped in a little town. And the emperor, no less than the emperor, Charles V, wanted him dead or alive. So he set the army, the troops were closing in. And it was night. And all he had with him was a loaf of bread. What do you think he did? The troops were getting close. He was trapped in a little town. And they shut the gates. And he could hear the soldiers saying, "We're going to search every house." He didn't know what to do. So he prayed. And he saw an open door. So he climbed up. And he went up into the attic of a house. And he went to the darkest corner he could find behind a beam. And he settled down for the night. But in the morning, he heard a noise. Getting closer and closer and louder and louder. And his heart was pumping and he was breathing. He was trying to stop himself breathing. He was in this dark corner. And guess what? It wasn't the soldiers. It was a hen, a good chicken, had come to see him. And you know what the chicken did? The chicken laid an egg right next to him. Now, when chickens lay eggs, they usually make a load of clucking and tell everybody where their egg is. But no, he quietly went away again. So Johann Brentz, with his bread, had egg for breakfast. Now, he could hear the soldiers all around, and they stayed for 2 weeks. And the amazing thing was that every day, the good chicken came up to Johann Brentz and laid him an egg. And so he survived. And then the soldiers went away, and he managed to escape. That was amazing. That was a good chicken. Now, we know that God cares for animals, but he cares much more for us, doesn't he? His children. Now, it was God who sent the chicken to give Johann Brentz his eggs. And God cares for us much more than he cares for animals, because he's given us something he hasn't given to any animal. He's given us a soul. And Jesus said, "What can you give in exchange for your soul? Your soul's so important. You mustn't lose your soul. We've got these never-dying souls. We can be with Jesus forever, but we have to trust him. There's nothing in all the world we can give in exchange for our souls. So we have to trust Jesus. We need to remember the good animals, but remember most of all the great God. And what God has given us is the wonderful gift of a soul. Let's trust Jesus. Let's pray.
God, we thank you that you are a God who cares for the creatures you've made. You've made wonderful animals, and we thank you for that. But we thank you most of all that you've made us, your people, and you've given us never-dying souls. Lord, please, we pray for the children here and all of us, that we might treasure the greatest gift you've given us. There's nothing can ever pay for a soul. We want to trust you. We want to live for you. We want to be eternally with our God in heaven. So bless the children and bless each one of us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.